This week, I made quite a few people upset when I told them to stop being losers. Now, context matters because y'all know I'm not a bully, but I am going to hold your hand to accountability. I am going to hold your hand to being responsible, but I am not a bully. So when I said you're being a loser, and I defined what I meant in the video, I knew that everybody listening and listening intently and not listening from their triggered space would understand what I meant. But there were some people who threw out the classic examples of what I call deflection, some of which I was absolutely anticipating. So for instance, when I had this conversation and when I made this post, one of the things that I thought about was people are going to say that I'm being too harsh, or people are going to say that I'm being insensitive. And some of those comments did roll in, right? There was a lot of people saying, you know what? I needed to hear this. There were a lot of people adding extra commentary, like the concept about discipline, right? Like somebody says something along the lines of discipline is the greatest form of self-love. And she was saying how acknowledging that really did change her life for the better. There was somebody who brought up the fact that when we procrastinate, we actually are sabotaging ourselves, or we actually hate ourselves. So it was a lot. I'm not saying that most of the people who replied or commented had backlash, but I just want to talk about how we have this desire to always enable ourselves, or like to always want to be comfortable. We don't like when people call us out, and that's the reason that we're staying stuck. That's the reason that by the definition given in the video, you are a loser. And like I said, you're a loser if you don't follow through with the things that you say you're going to do. You're a loser if you constantly lie to yourself. I'm not saying you're a loser based on what you have in your life, or what kind of car you drive, what kind of house you drive, what kind of clothes you wear. I don't care about that stuff. You're a loser if you constantly say that you're going to do X, Y, and Z, and then you never actually go and do those things. So part of the reason that so many of us stay in our loserhood is because we actually make accommodations for ourselves to be losers, and we make excuses for ourselves to continue to be losers. So like the people who are saying things like, yes, that's true, but anything following that, you're trying to make it easier for yourself to feel comfortable in being a loser instead of admitting, you know what? Because even if you have anxiety, depression, ADHD, those things are real and they do impact people. And y'all know I'm forever on my soapbox about how a lot of people that are impacted by those things don't know the power of Jesus. Conversation for another day. But those things are real and they do impact people, but people allow them to become their entire identity. And this is how we get young people who are diagnosed with these things and they grow up to be entitled adults. I have someone that I know, their child is autistic, but when I tell you, they allow the fact that this child is autistic to be the reason that this child gets away with everything. And I'm like, he's going to struggle in adulthood, y'all. Like, he's going to struggle because y'all don't challenge him. Y'all don't allow him. Mind you, he can speak, he can understand, but because he has that condition on his life, they allow him to get away with everything. And so he is likely going to grow up in this cycle of being a loser by definition of what I gave, because what? He's not able to call these things out. Like, it's going to take for him to have that realization and to work against those things, because he's constantly affirmed in bad practices. He's constantly made to understand that, oh, it's because I have autism that I'm like this, this, and this. And this is the same thing that people do with anxiety. This is the same thing that people do with depression. This is the same thing that people do across the board with any other ism that they have in their life when they don't want to be called out. They make those things idols in their lives. They make those things so protected in their lives that you can't talk about it. You can't touch it. You just don't understand. And the truth of the matter is, it does not matter what your life circumstance is. The very least that you can do is practice self-control and stop lying to yourself. Because that's what's making you a loser, and it's not making your life any better. So if you keep saying that you're going to start going to the gym on Monday, and then every Monday passes and you don't go, what are you really telling yourself? One, I'm not worth it. Two, I'm a liar. Three, I can't be trusted. You're a loser. And that's going to play out in your life in other ways, because you're not going to keep your word with other people. You're not going to honor your commitments. You're not going to be stable. You're going to be a person who cannot keep a job, a person who cannot manage their money, a person who cannot handle mature relationships. Anything good that comes into your life, you're probably going to mismanage it. And this is why we have to talk about this. I think sometimes we get so caught up in believing that people are attacking us when they're trying to bring us information, or when they're trying to challenge us to do better. And the truth of the matter is, I'm not attacking you. I love y'all very dearly. I just want everybody to do better. I just want us to throw the excuses out. I just want us to know that, like somebody says, self-honoring is feeling better about yourself and ending betrayal loops. Like, that is such a powerful thing to say. There were even some people that said, oh, I was with you until you mentioned God. I'm sorry. You can actually get off my page, because the day that I stopped mentioning God, I don't know. I must be absent from the body and present with the Lord. But I really do think that people don't realize there is so much more in our lives that we can control than what we can't control. And that by hyper-focusing on the things that we can't control, we only do ourselves a disservice. We're not helping anyone when we sit around and play victim all the time. We're not helping ourselves when we sit around and make excuses for all the things that we're not doing and give reasons for all the reasons that we're not doing the thing that we say that we want to do and that we know that we're supposed to be doing. You're only creating a space where you yourself cannot trust yourself. And if you can't trust yourself, other people ain't gonna be able to trust you either. So I'm not trying to be hard on anybody when I have these conversations. I really just want us to be more aware of it. I think the easiest way to stop being a loser is to, one, stop making promises to yourself. Stop doing it. Something that I practice with my own kids, and I am a person who keeps my word, but with my kids, when I have plans to do something, most of the time I tell them at the very last minute. It's not just because I love to surprise them either. It's because I know that sometimes we're making plans, but plans can go south, and I never want my kids to be like, my mama said we was gonna do this and we didn't do it. What are we doing today, mom? Oh, I'm not sure yet. And sometimes I'm really not sure yet, but I will wait until I know for a fact that it's about to happen before I tell my kids that we're about to do it, because I'm not about to promise them that we're going to Disney World and then lo and behold, it's 3 years later, we ain't seen Mickey yet. And so that's an example with my kids, but even with yourself, like if you know you're not going to do something, stop telling yourself you're going to do it. If you know you're not about to make the effort to lose the weight by changing what you eat, by changing your activity patterns, by drinking more water instead of popping back the soda all the time, shut up. Don't tell yourself that. Just say nothing. If you have to say something, you can say, man, I'm really getting big. Man, I really probably should think about losing this weight. But to keep telling yourself, I'm going to start going to the gym. I'm going to start eating better. Next week, I'm going to get that membership over here and I'm going to just go walk a mile every day. Hush. Stop it. Okay. That's how we're going to start. You need to stop promising yourself things that you know you are not willing to put in the work to do. You need to stop telling yourself that you're going to do things that you know you are not willing to put in the work to do. And then the second step is, instead of making these big, grandiose dreams and affirmations and not affirmations, aspirations for yourself, why don't you slow down and work on lowering the barrier of entry? So instead of you sitting here saying you're going to lose 30 pounds by the end of the year, why don't you say, okay, I do want to lose 30 pounds, but you know what? What do I need to do to lose 30 pounds? What kind of person do I need to become? How do I lose the first 5 pounds? Because thinking about saving $100,000 is way overwhelming. And every time you get $10, you're going to be like, well, it's not really going to put much in the bucket. I may as well spend it. Thinking about trying to lose 30 pounds, every time you are like in the mood to go do the thing that you're supposed to do and you become overwhelmed, you're going to be like, it's not going to make a difference anyway. So you have to think about it in small strides. Instead of thinking about like the amount of weight that you're trying to lose, let's focus on what the activity needs to be that you're going to do to get the weight off and keep it off. Let's start there. Even if it's just taking a walk every day, how hard is it to either get up a little bit earlier or maybe wake up at the same time, but at the end of your day, when you get home, before dinner, after dinner, you just go take a little walk? And if you're the person that cooks the meals, I'm going to need you to have a little bit more respect for yourself when you go to the grocery store. Stop buying all them snacks. Okay? It's the little things. It's the small steps that we can take. So once you stop promising yourself these things and then you work on lowering your barrier of entry, the next thing would be to actually set those attainable goals and match your lifestyle in a way that's actually pleasing to you. So many people go wrong because they live in extremes. They feel like it has to be all or nothing. This happens with like saving money, where people feel like if I post a video about a challenge to save $5,000, and I have done this, y'all, saving $5,000 in 90 days, I had to make $5,000 in 90 days first. Like, girl, if you don't make $5,000 in 90 days, can you save $500? Like, is that not possible? Is it not possible for you to be like, you know what? I can't do that amount, but I will strive toward it. We don't have to live in extremes. It's not all or nothing. It's take the steps that you can take. Do the thing that you can do. Be responsible with the information and resources that you do have and continue to do better over time. Because all of the people that sit and think that it has to be all or nothing, they're likely in the same spot that they've been in for the past 10 years. Because it always has to be all or nothing. It always has to be perfect. The circumstances have to line up exactly. Everything has to be outlined perfectly for them to believe that the thing is going to happen. And that's just not how it works. That's not realistic. That's not how the world works. We don't have to be perfect in order to take action. And I feel like we have to sometimes be reminded of this. So if you're struggling in your life and you're struggling because you're not honoring your word, because you're not keeping up with the things that you say you're going to do, because you continue to lie to yourself, I hope that this spoke to you, and I hope that it is very helpful for you. I hope that it is eye-opening for you, and I hope that you actually get started lowering that barrier of entry. See you next time.